We promised you some more cheerful Christmas news in part one, and now in part two, we will try to meet your expectations. The King is coming to Norfolk for the holiday. The Christmas Panto at the Madam Market Theatre will be a spectacular performance of Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Oh, no, it won't.
Oh, yes, it will. At the Theatre Royal, there will be cows instead of bears in an utterly fantastic production of Jack and the Beanstalk. Norwich shops are packed in the run-up to Christmas in spite of the cost of living crisis. And Norfolk County Council is offering some unusual advice. Freeze your wine this Christmas. Here is Lorna with news of King Charles' visit to Sandringham.
The royal family will be returning to Norfolk for their first Christmas without Queen Elizabeth II. King Charles and Queen Camilla will host family members at Sandringham House. Family members usually arrive on Christmas Eve, when presents are usually opened in a nod to the royals' German roots. On Christmas Day, the King, Queen and family members traditionally attend morning service at the tiny Sandringham Church. Well-wishers will queue from the early hours to get a vantage point along the path. They will walk along from Sandringham House, and large crowds are expected to travel to see them this year, along with the world's media. Afterwards, the family return to the house for Christmas lunch of Norfolk turkey and vegetables grown on the estate. They will then sit down like millions around the world to watch the King's Christmas message, a tradition which began at Sandringham in 1932, when King George V addressed the nation and Commonwealth on live radio.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears at the Madam Arctic Theatre is a family-friendly extravaganza running throughout this festive season. This pantomime tells a different version of the story you've come to know. It follows Dame Betty Barnum, who owns a circus, as she tries to introduce new acts in order to bring in more money to keep her circus alive. Among Dame Betty's acts are Goldilocks and Joey the Clown. With all the characters you expect to see at the circus, bears, monkeys and an incredible amount of costume changes for the dame, there is a spectacle around every corner. The tickets are available from the Madam Market box office and website, and the show runs for the rest of December.
Norwich Theatre Royal's Panto quite literally reaches new heights this year, with dazzling special effects and huge musical numbers. Jack and the Beanstalk is this year's festive offering, and audience favourite Joe Tricini, who first appeared in Cinderella in 2019, returned for the third time. But the former Hollyoaks actor has gone from the sidekick to the leading man as the hapless yet lovable Jack, who is tricked by villain Nightshade, EastEnders Daily Dale Hudson, into selling his cow for magic beans. But this cow is not your average farmyard dweller. As Casualties' Amanda Henderson had the audience mooing instead of booing with her rip-roaring performance as turnip-loving Pat, who hates being milked. The production value has really gone up a notch this year, with colourful projections and the evil giant Bone Crunch with a Norfolk accent, voiced by the Nimmo twins Carl Minns, featured on stage as a huge puppet. Jack and the Beanstalk runs at Norwich Theatre Royal until January the 7th.
City shopkeepers say they have had overwhelming support from Norwich folk in the run-up to Christmas, despite the ongoing cost of living crisis. There were fears that tightened purse strings would keep festive shoppers off the streets. However, bosses across the city say their floors have been packed. Store owners said city folk had been especially backing independent shops over the major retailers once again, with some seeing their busiest ever Christmas.
Officials at Norfolk County Council are recommending that leftovers from bottles of wine are frozen into cubes, which can then be used in sauces and stews. It is one of a string of tips they are suggesting to help people keep waste down. The tips include checking the allergies and dietary requirements of any visitors to avoid wasting food and money by buying the wrong items. Plan carefully to avoid overbuying. Provide one major dessert rather than a selection. Free up freezer space in the run-up to Christmas by having frozen meals in the days before, so there's plenty of room to freeze leftovers. Be creative with what items can be frozen. Many more tips on cutting food waste, recipes for leftovers, and other ways to have a thrifty Christmas are available at www.foodsavvy.org.uk/Christmas.